time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
The Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti, which started as a rally against the ACT Party's Treaty Principles Bill, is set to arrive at Parliament tomorrow in the capital, Wellington. Over the duration of the Hikoi, thousands have joined the march in support so far, with an estimated 30,000 set to be at Parliament tomorrow. For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court, I spoke to him about the Hikoi and how the party has reacted to this event. I also talked to Simon about the Treaty Principles Bill, passing its first reading in Parliament last week, with members of Te Pāti Māori, the Labour Party and the Green Party performing the haka as a form of protest to the bill, with members of the Public Gallery also joining in, resulting in Parliament being suspended for an hour. But first, I talked to Simon about the Hikoi. The Hikoi Mō Te Tiriti, a hikoi in opposition of the ACT Party's Treaty Principles Bill, is set to arrive in Wellington tomorrow with an estimated 30,000 in attendance, which could surpass one of Parliament's largest protests from two decades ago, the Seabed and Foreshore Hikoi. Up here in Auckland, thousands attended the hikoi, with the reports of the Harbour Bridge swaying as a result of this. I want to touch on something you said in last week's interview with producer Evie, in which you said there was not strong opposition to the bill, just loud opposition. Considering how many people have attended the hikoi as it has travelled up and down the country, as well as those who have shown support for the hikoi, do you still stand by this claim?
Yeah, I certainly do, particularly based on the response that the ACT Party's been getting of support. And I just want to say, look, for those who are in opposition to it, they need to understand what the Treaty Principles Bill is trying to do. And I think that they've conflated it with a whole lot of other problems that New Zealand is facing. The Treaty Principles Bill says simply the Crown has the right to govern, Principle 1, New Zealanders' rights will be protected, including those of iwi and hapu, and 3, we all have equal rights before the law and equal obligations, of course. So what's not to like? And that's the overwhelming feedback we've been receiving from people who claim that they've previously voted for parties across the political spectrum, but they like what ACT is proposing.
Regarding the hikoi, Kingitanga spokesperson Nida Simmons says the Māori Queen, Nawai Hono I Te Pō, will attend the hikoi. Simmons says the Māori Queen is willing to lead a conversation about nationhood and national unity, but will not accept a unilateral approach that undermines Te Tiriti o Waitangi. What are the ACT Party's thoughts on this?
Well, for the Queen, it's important that she read the bill and also understand what ACT is trying to achieve here. We're certainly not seeking to undermine Te Tiriti. We're certainly not seeking to change it in any way. What we're doing is saying, look, in 1975, Parliament passed the Treaty of Waitangi Act, which referred to principles of the treaty, but unbelievably didn't define them. That is quite interesting because in most legislation, there are pages of definitions of different terms to explain what things mean to those who have to interpret the law. But in this case, there was no definition. So we're simply defining them as that Parliament, the Crown alone, has the right to govern, has exclusive sovereignty, that people's rights are protected and that we're all equal before the law. And what I would point out to the Queen is that her father, King Tuheitia, explicitly rejected what the Hikoi leaders are seeking, which is separate sovereignty, which is separatism. And so, you know, while there's lots of strong emotions in the Hikoi, and certainly we saw that from the Māori Party and, you know, bizarrely other members of the opposition joining them last week, we just need to reflect on what is going to work for New Zealand. That is, you know, the government needs to be able to govern. We can't have two separate laws for different people based on who their ancestors were. It's never worked in any other country, and it certainly wouldn't work in New Zealand.
Touching on what you just said, regarding the treaty principle itself, the bill passed its first reading in Parliament last week. However, Te Pāti Māori's Hanarafati Maipa Clark initiated a haka when asked about what the party's vote on the bill would be, with MPs in other opposition parties, the Green Party and Labour Party, joining in, with members in the Public Gallery also joining in, resulting in Speaker Jerry Brownlee suspending Parliament for an hour. What was the ACT Party's reaction to this?
Well, I was in Parliament in my seat as usual, and it was a very disturbing performance. It is dangerous and unprecedented for that many members to leave their seats and approach other MPs in what is intended to be an intimidatory way. I mean, there's no other way to look at it. The way that haka was delivered by Debbie Naruapaka, Rawiri Waititi, and the others, including Penny Henare from Labor, who left their seats and approached the floor, was meant to intimidate. We cannot have a parliamentary democracy where members leave their seats and attempt to intimidate other members. Julianne Gent has already been censured for that by Parliament this year and by the Privileges Committee and forced to apologise. I would expect that some form of formal process is commenced around those members.
The haka in Parliament has subsequently gone viral online and has also been reported on by a variety of different international news agencies, such as the BBC, Reuters, the CNN, Al Jazeera, The Guardian, and among others. As well as this, a post on TikTok by New Zealand's news agency, Whakata Māori, has received 21.5 million likes as of this morning, with over 326 million views. How have the ACT Party reacted to this international attention?
Well, I think the international attention is not all positive, and that's one of the problems. We're seeking that New Zealand recover its place in the world, recover its productivity, get back to focusing on wealth generation so we can uplift all people with our economic reforms, with the work that I'm doing in resource management to unlock productivity and land development and infrastructure, get more funding and financing tools into the mix so that we can start delivering infrastructure for the betterment of communities and our economy. People looking at this from overseas and seeing what's going on in New Zealand's parliament could quite likely be doubtful that we're a serious nation and that we know how to solve our problems. So it is really, really concerning the attention this is getting. That's why I think it's important that strong, stable government is part of what the Treaty Principles Bill is trying to deliver, making it very clear in law that we have a Treaty of Waitangi. It's an important document. It's a reference document for our constitution, but that we're going to define the principles of the treaty to mean that only the Crown has the right to govern. The government is sovereign.
Following the haka in Parliament and the international attention that it received, Te Pāti Māori's co-leader Rawiri Waititi says response to the video, especially by Indigenous communities overseas, has been positive. Is the ACT Party aware of this support?
Well, no doubt Rawiri Waititi is going to get support from people who think like he does, that, you know, there are separatist groups all around the world who want to take resources and take power unto themselves, from sovereign governments and nations, nation states that have defined borders. But New Zealand can't accept that. We can't accept having different groups being subject to different laws. The principles of the treaty are not going away. And either Parliament can define them or the courts will continue to meddle in this area of critical political and constitutional importance. The Treaty Principles Bill is committing New Zealand to protecting the rights of everyone, including Māori, and upholding treaty settlements. It commits to give equal enjoyment of the same fundamental human rights to every single New Zealander. The challenge for people who oppose this bill is to explain why they are so opposed to those basic principles. And I've certainly seen lots of social media coming from overseas asking what on earth is going on in New Zealand that these basic principles would be so hard to accept for a small group of people in our parliament.
What does the ACT Party think will come next regarding the bill and the hikoi mō te tiriti?
Well, the bill has been referred to select committee, so the Justice Committee will will call for submissions, and New Zealanders will be able to provide their written submissions, and many of them no doubt will want to be heard in person, and many organisations no doubt will want to be heard in person. So the challenge for the Justice Select Committee is going to be filtering out those people who can make a constructive contribution trying to hear from as many people in person as possible. And as far as the hikoi goes, well, a whole lot of people are going to turn up at Parliament. That's nothing new. I was there for the COVID protests, and I've seen lots of protests in my 4 years as an MP, and that's good that people have the right to protest and come to Parliament. What we don't want to see, though, is a whole lot of people who are whipped up into a frenzy, Te Pāti Māori MPs were in Parliament last week. We ask that people who come to Parliament to protest do so peacefully, that their voices will no doubt will be loud, we'll be able to hear them wherever we are on precinct, but that they do maintain a sense of safety and respectfulness when doing so.
That was the ACT Party's Simon Court on updates regarding Hikoi mō Te Tiriti, the Treaty Principles Bill passing its first reading, and the haka in protest. You're listening to The Wire on 95 BFM. We'll be right back after a quick break.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.